That's me.
Hello.
Good evening, Evelyn. How do we sound over the internet?
Sound good.
Thank you. Policy.
Jeremy's volume was quite a bit more clear than from the room. I just noticed as we were checking in so we could hear you. It just sounds like it was a little bit muted from the Gibraltar meeting room.
How am I now?
Okay. I can hear you. I can hear you very clearly. Your audio was just more clear than what the meeting room audio was on my end.
And how is our audio to you, Karen?
It's quieter. So I can turn up my volume, but then Jeremy has to speak softly. No, I'm actually at 100%. So yeah, we might need to turn up the volume a little bit in the room. I don't know how you do that, but it's kind of quiet.
Thanks for the feedback, Mrs. Nordahl. No pun intended. I'll keep working on it.
Good evening. I welcome those who are in present. We have no audience this evening here. We are administrators and board members. And so I welcome our Zoomed audience to this, the regularly scheduled school board meeting of the Gibraltar Area School Board, posted for Monday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. I would report that the school board met at 6 p.m., entered into an executive session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, paren 1, paren C, to discuss employee personal matters. Held that conversation for some 50 minutes, at which time we convened back into open session and came to the school library, the high school library, where we are now seated. We are ready for item number 3 on our agenda this evening, to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of August 8th, 2022. Is there a motion to do so?
So moved. I move that we approve the meeting minutes of the meeting of August 8th, 2022.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Souter, a second by Mr. Schreier to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of August 8th, 2022. Are there any amendments or corrections or additions to those minutes? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? The motion passes. Thank you very much. Item number five is open discussion. This is an opportunity for any person on the board who wish to talk with board members about issues and things that we should be aware of at this meeting, and an opportunity after the board's conversation for the public to join us. Board members, are there any things you would wish to share this evening? Board members, we are aware that we have a board retreat this Wednesday. For our public, the agenda for this board retreat is on the school website. It's posted on Wednesday. It has a Zoom audience link. Any person wishes to may listen to the board at work. There are no action items on this agenda. This is a board administrator's work session. There are no public comment opportunities listed on the agenda, but we would welcome any person who wishes to observe the board at its work to listen to this board education retreat this Wednesday. Board members, I would ask Dr. Stausland, would you remind the board of information the administration has provided to staff and school families regarding our COVID precautions and protocols for the start of the school year?
I can, and I actually have it part of my superintendent's report, but I can do it now.
So. We will wait for that report right. Then. Thank you. I just saw that other school districts had posted in our local media some of their conversation, and I had not seen ours as of yet. Are there any persons in the audience who would wish to address the board this evening? I see no hands raised. I remind everyone that if you wish to talk with the board about any of the posted agenda items, you may certainly do so at the time of that agenda item. Item number six this evening is administrative reports.
Yes, the first report I have is a short update to the safety committee. As I mentioned last time, our first meeting is September 14th at 4 p.m. And we added two more people to the group, and one board member, Mr. Helm, was going to join us for that. And our head of maintenance, Eric Warner, will join us as well. So, and of course, we'll report out at the following board meeting the conversation that we, or most of the conversation that we had at that meeting. The second item I have is the superintendent's report, and I just have several topics. And the first one, and board, feel free to ask any questions on the different topics, but the first one is just an update on our summer academy. And Mr. DeBru, Mrs. Wing, and Mrs. Ward, the four of us have been planning for this for a month. It's going to be sensational. It's going to be an amazing week of back to school, but we have an opening session on that Monday, the 29th of August. Staff will have their respective meetings at, you know, like elementary meetings, secondary meetings, collaboration time. Our support staff will be going through a nonviolent crisis intervention training on the 30th. Our school resource officer is going to present her presentation on active attacks, which is based on the something love, I can't think of the training anyway, but she's presenting to everyone as well. And then on Friday, we have the trauma sensitive training, and that is all staff, custodians, bus drivers, support staff, teaching staff, administration. It's done in two halves of the day. So our elementary group in the morning, or secondary in the morning, elementary in the afternoon. Any board member there, or board members are welcome to attend either of the sessions if they're interested. We also will have our school nurse. We'll be doing required trainings on glucagen, epinephrine, and inhalers. That's a standard training that has to happen every year. And then it's not a successful week unless we have food. So we have on Tuesday, Dr. Seifer and possibly some other board members will be grilling out. So the lunch is sponsored by the school board on Tuesday for all staff. Wednesday, the Friends of Gibraltar. I've had this marked on my calendar for a long time. I've heard only amazing things about the food that is gathered and brought in. And then, of course, Carla and her staff will be taking up the rest of the week with breakfast and our lunches. So we're thankful for her and her staff for providing food for us. So that's the Summer Academy. Any questions on that? Okay.
I did not hear anybody saying I will help you grill.
Yeah, I didn't see anyone flinch either.
No.
The next piece, as mentioned before, our COVID pandemic information, and our school nurse sent out a notification to all families early this afternoon. But basically, we are starting off the school year as it ended as far as following CDC guidance. And on August 11th, the CDC amended their guidance to the following. And it says, regardless of vaccination, if you test positive, you should isolate for 5 days. If after 5 days you are fever-free for 24 hours and symptoms are improving, one can end isolation and wear a high-quality mask through day 10. Second part of the CDC's guidance is if you were a close contact, you are asked to wear a high-quality mask for 10 days and test on day 5. And it's obviously, even if you don't have symptoms, that's what the recommendation is. The one thing that the nurse and I talked about is that, you know, we will be monitoring our numbers closely, because those are the numbers that are going to impact us the most. And just as in a heavy flu season, if a certain percentage of students are out for illness, we will look to make some type of move to either move to go remote with that specific class or grade level or whatever we need to do to keep people safe. And you know, I'm sure as of last year, the message is that if your child is sick, we ask that you keep your child at home until they are fever-free, symptom-free before sending them. And even prior to COVID, the rules were if your child had a fever, they stay home for at least 24 hours until the fever subsides. So that piece has not changed whatsoever. And we did, the state DPI just sent out requests for schools if they would like to request test kits. And so we did put our request in, and we're hoping to hear what they'll send us. So questions on that topic? It's been an easy topic for the last 2 years, so. All right. Something else I'd just like to share is I've had the good fortune of inviting different staff in throughout the summer, and I feel I had a good turnout. I think we had seven or eight sessions, and some of the feedback, it was for me to get to know staff and to just to hear and to learn about the school district. And as people left, I gave them a ticket out and asked them to answer a couple questions for me. And this is not all inclusive, but I pulled a few themes that came out of those responses. And the first question that I asked them to fill out was, what would you tell a new family member about the Gibraltar School District? And three things that really stood out is they said student-centered, people engaged in the arts, well-supported family feel, They said we have tons of student options, and they would recommend that any student join as many of the opportunities they can, and then also a proud community. The second question was around culture of the district, and I said if the definition of culture is that it's the way we do business every day, what is our culture at this moment? Again, student-centered, making decisions that are best for students, and mostly positive relationships. I like the word mostly positive relationships. So, and then the third question I asked was, if they had a magic wand, how would they use it on the district? And, you know, and that's just really a way to get at what they would like to see fixed in the, or attention put on. And the first thing was to look at student behavior so everyone treats each other with kindness and respect, and there'd be smiles on all faces. To use the wand to determine how much students learned or missed over the last 2 years. Use the wand to make sure that all students and our parents and our staff feel like they belong at our school. And to build a new school for more usable space, and of course, a field house with multiple gyms. And the last question was an open, was just an other. And some of the things that again, reoccurring themes was the hope that our school district can function stronger as a team, a need for consistency, communication and access to administration is important. Professional development needs to be relevant, improve our systems, and embrace that we are a 4K-12 building. So we have things to work on, which is good. And then the last, or actually any questions on the staff input or feedback?
It's quite a magic wand that you're describing.
Yes, it's a Harry Potter specialty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just have to say the right words and then it happens. So some of my first impressions in the last 2 months, you know, I've noticed more so than I think any place I've been is how hard that our students and our families work and staff work. It's not summers off for people. It's not summers off for our kids. They're doing their sports and activities, and they're running to their job, and they're in their job for 8 to 10 hours a day. Same thing with a lot of the families. And I don't think we could ever say our kids don't have a work ethic, because they do, when it's modeled for them from the adults in their life. You know, having been at a lot of different places, I don't know if people just get used to the way things are here, but this is a really fortunate school district, and we're well-staffed. We have tons of opportunities for our students. I met with Vinny, Lauren and I did, and just the opportunities and experiences that our kids get, it's incredible. You know, it doesn't happen everywhere. And you know, with that, there's strong support from our families, high number of engaged families. Not just because they're my boss, the school board, but I do feel like our board, there's differences of opinion, but all the arrows are pointing in the right direction. That's for what's best for our kids and our community as we move forward. And then also, there are so many people crossing the streets. When I drive home, it's terrifying. But also, there's a lot of ice cream shops. There's no shortage of ice cream shops. Those are my takeaways so far. And then some of my hopes for the school year. You know, I do hope that our community sees our administrative team and myself as very visible, and they have access to us in almost any time. That we bring budget awareness. And last week, Dr. Seifer and our new business manager and Laura Anschutz, we met with a Baird financial representative, and some of the things that we talked about is, you know, bringing more transparency to our budget and our process. And there's something called a budget forecast that Baird supplies. It's a computer model, but it helps districts kind of visualize their five-year financial needs. Also, it allows you to play out kind of what-if scenarios. And so we can say, what if our enrollment goes up by by 50 kids, or what if it goes down by 20 students? And what if, you know, we don't have to worry so much about the state funding, but it allows you to play with different scenarios to see what it might be, what our budget might be, and then, and how do we best then plan with, and we should be getting our facility study piece back that will help also set what's the direction for, what are our needs, and then what's the direction for our budget. Something else that Baird has that we're in a free trial right now is called their Baird Analytics, and allows us to compare ourselves with like districts, which I don't know if there's too many like districts, but we can compare ourselves not only financially, but we can compare ourselves with academic performance, career readiness, how we're closing the gap, you know, looking at our demographics and comparing with other districts that are similar to us. So we're gonna take a look at that model a little bit, or the free trial that we have. But I don't know if there's other pieces to that.
I think that in our conversation with the Baird representative, it was also informative to the representative. This is a very unique district in terms of its funding. And as Baird would work with hundreds of districts around the state, building their budgets around state contributions, state revenue to the district, that does not fit into our budgeting per se. And so the modeling really changes, and it gives us so much more flexibility and opportunity and uniqueness. And that's what's contributed to the richness of a Gibraltar education.
Yeah, a couple of things that I'm haven't rolled this out to staff. We've talked about it administratively, but and I know we do a lot of this already, but that, you know, I have a goal that 100% of our students will take part in at least one service learning project before they finish the school year. And some of those will be bigger than others, but to be part of service learning and to understand what service learning is a passion of mine. And I think it is good for our students. I think they already give, but it's layering that learning part to some of their community service that they currently do. I do hope our students and staff really enjoy coming to school. I won't say every day, but 98.2% of the days would be great. And it was mentioned in the feedback from some of the staff I met with, but to really look at all of our systems that we have and making sure that they're clear and they're consistent, and from everything from job descriptions to hiring practices to coaching expectations to family communication, that we look at all of those components, and we build clear systems. I think that lends itself to transparency as well. So that's it. It'll be done by September.
Board members, any questions regarding the administrative report? Dr. Stossel, thank you for the report. One of the things that I note, unlike the last 2 years, this feels like a more normal start of a school year. And after the experiences of this district and schools everywhere, we welcome that. And we appreciate all the work that our full staff and faculty are making to get ready for a more normal school year. Thank you. In my haste to get into the meat of the agenda, at the bottom of the first page, there is a agenda topic of communication, and I went right past it. I have received no communications from any person directed to the board since our last meeting. Board members, have you received any communications? And it may be that I had the word none written down behind it, and I do, that led me to that speedy transit right past communication. But let our record show that we did not receive any communication directed to the school board for the purpose of this meeting this evening. Item number 7, our committee reports. We had two committees that met a week ago on Monday, a week ago today. One was the Student Learning Committee, which met at 4 p.m. on the 15th. Minutes were sent out to board members today with regard to that meeting. The topic that was discussed at the agenda meeting was the status of our current course and curriculum guides. Our principals provided us with a status report of work that's been done over the past year and a half to 2 years. We see that we have work left to do with regard to fulfilling the board policy that we will have active course guides and we will be following that curriculum as outlined in policy. We reviewed our elementary status and our secondary status. Dr. Stausland gave us some thoughts about models that we could look at. One was from the Elm Brook School District. Overall, this is a topic that we have, I will repeat myself, work to do. The second topic for that agenda was distinguishing between curricular and extracurricular. And this question rose at one of our last meetings in which the board approved the Washington, D.C. trip, listed it as extracurricular, but when we really analyze all of the work the children and staff and faculty do with regard to that, it has a whole lot of curricular meaning to it. So we will continue at a future meeting of the Student Learning Committee to talk about distinguishing between curricular and extracurricular. Our next meeting will be on August 29th at 4 p.m. Any questions on those minutes? Also on that date, the policy committee met. It was a first look at policies in the 2000 series of our policy book. We began with mission of the district, curriculum development, special observance days, course guides, that has some carryover to student learning, class size, human growth and development, interscholastic athletics, programs for gifted and talented students, and medication policy. This was the committee's first discussion of these policies. Our purpose was to begin a conversation on this small list and come back at our next meeting with a more intense conversation about any editing or an updating that's required. This committee will again meet next week on the 29th at 5 o'clock. Any questions? I see no chat on that topic.
Just one quick comment before we move on. On the what you had mentioned with regard to curricular versus extracurricular, I just want to make a note that at the next meeting of the extracurricular committee, we have as an agenda item to review the titling for that committee and possibly entertain other options, looking at it, you know, as co-curricular as opposed to extracurricular. So no decision has been made, but it is a topic, so we will keep you posted.
Thank you, Mrs. Nordahl. Item number 8 this evening is to approve the 22-23 secondary handbook.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mr. DeBrew share. He at our board meeting shared kind of the first read. There's a few amendments to it, but I'll let him walk you through those.
Thank you, Dr. Sussman. And I appreciate the board's one of the things that we discussed at the last meeting was that at least one issue had come.
I can no longer hear the audio.
Sorry, microphone change. Is that better? Okay. So again, with the additional time, I was able to review any instances in the handbook that were not currently reflective of board policy. Ultimately, I prepared for the board an update highlight list. And there's a couple notes on that. First of all, I added in green any areas where I was making additions or substantive changes that were reflective of board policy. And there's a couple of instances highlighted in red where there were changes or removals reflective of that policy. In the end, I was able to locate 12 instances where language in the handbook needed to be updated to reflect current board policy. Some examples would include the addition of allergy aware policies, which the board passed last year. Sometimes they were simple as a change in language. There was a portion that used to be called police and school relations, but in board policy is now called schools and governmental agencies. Some other examples would include updating of the language around harassment and bullying. Although I would say, you know, the spirit of those changes kept intact what was present in the handbook. But I thought it was important to be fully reflective of the latest board language with regard to those policies. Dress and grooming, as I mentioned earlier. And so there's several of those highlighted. There's also five instances where changes were related to reflecting new student preferred language for PBIS, and five additional instances where I made changes that were just reflective of current practice. For instance, changing the language around remote learning to reflect the changes now that we are past some of our pandemic protocols. Another example would be language around student visitors to a dance, those sort of things, just to reflect current practice. Another one that I think was a little more substantive that you can see, I took the opportunity to rearrange the list of both activities and athletics that were listed. It condensed, but also added several opportunities that have been added by the board. For instance, since last fall, we have added art clubs at both the middle school and the high school level. And I would say that's a couple other things, just at board recommendation. I was able to obtain and add an exemplar middle school schedule that sort of shows what a blue gold day looks like. Although that's been practiced, I think it's good to see it in that format. And also in the appendices, I added the PBIS matrices that are reflective of the secondary PBIS team. My thanks to them and the work they did this summer to incorporate that new student preferred language.
Thank you, Mr. Brew. I pause to allow board members to focus on what you've just reported, see if there are any questions that they would have.
I have a couple of questions or comments. First, thank you, because this is a lot of work to go through this, and really appreciated that you also highlighted the sections that you focused on, because that really helped as I was reading through the full document. So thank you for the extra work to point out where the changes were made. It was extremely helpful. There were three things that I noticed that I guess I just wanted to get clarification on. The first is on page 20, section 4 regarding academics. And actually this just, I guess, popped into my mind as I was hearing Dr. Stileson talk about service learning. I noticed that currently it says currently waived the service learning requirement. And I don't know if that was intentional or if that was part of, you know, during the public health emergency that was waived and it is no longer. So I just wanted to clarify if that was intended to be changed or if we are continuing to waive that requirement.
No, thank you. It is probably one of the pieces that does need follow-up. Board action last year waived the service learning requirement with the intent that we would return and discuss this as a broader piece. We had given some consideration to setting a different standard of hours for future graduating classes, but ultimately we landed on waiver at that moment. Unlike, for instance, the removal, which I noted, of the virtual education requirement, I think it was important to note that this was a topic that we intended to revisit and possibly reshape.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. The second item that I noticed was on page 26, section 6, physical education. And this is probably just a hang on from the pandemic. In the first sentence, students will not have access to locker rooms during the pandemic. So I'm assuming we can probably just strike that statement. And then the last thing I noted, or I guess I have a question about for clarification, on page 39, in talking about PCDs, or what does that stand for? Personal communication devices. In the second paragraph, it says students may not use PCDs while riding to and from school on a school bus or other board provided vehicles, or on a school bus or board provided vehicle during school sponsored activities at the discretion of the bus driver, classroom teacher, et cetera. I don't know if it was intended to say students may not, or it seemed incongruous with saying at the discretion of. So just clarifying if the intent was to say that they may at the discretion of the bus driver, if the intent is to say they may not.
Could you just remind, I'm on the right page, but could you clarify?
Okay, second paragraph. Okay. Let's see, I guess it's second sentence. It says students may not use PCDs while riding to and from school on a school bus or other board provided vehicles. And then later on says at the discretion of the bus driver, teacher, coach. So I just wasn't clear if the intent was to say that students may at the bus driver, teacher, coach's discretion, or students may not. Because I guess that would effectively, I was picturing like the students going to the state basketball game, but you know, no phones allowed while on the bus. And I don't think that's the practice, but I could understand where it could possibly be distracting. So I just wanted to raise it and make sure we were being clear with what the expectation was.
No, it's a good question. That is definitely incongruous. It's fine. This was one area that it's lengthy and it's a bit dated. You know, I hate to say it, anytime the word BlackBerry appears, I think, okay, this is old.
Yeah, been a while since we used those.
I appreciate another set of eyes because that's clearly a miss on my part. I would say that current practice is to allow it, but maybe to limit it on at the discretion of bus driver, classroom teacher, coach, etc.
Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Nordahl. Mr. DeBrew, again, thank you for your work on the secondary handbook. I think that Mrs. Nordahl's last comment brings us to mind that this is a living document. The student handbook with regard to a number of items is reviewed and revised annually. I think the last item that was discussed was a NEOLA update, and the board through policy looked at what was being recommended, and we had questions with regard to one, do we really want to limit, can we limit, and then all the opportunities in which kids communicating with parents about schedules, meeting up times, both directions, but yet not disrupting if this is a school field trip from the purposes of the trip. It's a difficult discussion, but I think that you're moving it from May not to May is in the right direction. Thank you, Mrs. Nordahl. This is an approve the secondary handbook item for this evening. Board members, any questions, concerns with regard to what is before you for an approval? Before we have a motion, I'm looking to see if there are any questions from our audience. I'm seeing none. Is there a motion to approve the 22-23 secondary handbook?
I move that we approve the 2022-2023 secondary handbook, student handbook. Excuse me.
Second.
We have a motion, Mr. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab, to approve the 2022-2023 secondary student handbook.
Do we need to approve with minor edits as discussed? The striking of the word not and the striking of the statement regarding lack of access to the locker rooms during the pandemic.
I amend my motion. May I do that?
You may.
To include the edits as discussed, as Mrs. Nordahl just stated.
To include the edits as discussed.
Correct.
Does the second agree with that amendment?
I agree.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the secondary, the 2022-2023 secondary student handbook with amendments as discussed. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody abstaining? The motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9 this evening is to approve employment hires for special education.
I'm going to have Mrs. Wing walk through. She's had a busy several weeks in the hiring realm, and she can talk about her supports.
I'm happy to say that we have rounded out our support staff by the hopeful addition of the 4 people that I'm going to bring forth tonight. The first person I'm going to talk about is Jennifer Gallagher. Jennifer has been a sub in our district for the past year, but a great addition to the classroom, to the students, came highly recommended and approached me and asked about the possibility of joining our staff full-time as a support staff. And so I am happy to put forth Jennifer Gallagher for a 1.0 full-time or FTE as an elementary support staff person. And she has passed her background check already.
Thank you. Is there a motion for this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Jennifer Gallagher as a 1.0 FTE elementary support staff.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Fagundes to approve the employment of Jennifer Gallagher, the 1.0 FTE elementary support staff. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes.
Next, I would like to recommend Lori Hutchek for a 1.0 FTE as a secondary support staff. And she has also passed her background check. The references described her as very compassionate, very student focused, and just building positive rapport with parents as well as staff and students. So she would be a good addition to our staff as well.
Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Lori Hutchek as a 1.0 FTE secondary support staff.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mrs. Sauter to approve the employment of Lori Hutchek for a 1.0 FTE secondary support staff. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes.
Next, I would like to recommend Beth Allenbaugh for a 1.0 FTE secondary support staff. She will be focusing, working one-on-one with one of our students at the middle school area. Her references also talk about her kindness and commitment to the students. She's done respite care in this area for multiple families and highly recommended by anybody that I talk to. So I'd like to hire her as a 1.0 FTE secondary support staff person pending background.
Motion regarding this.
I move to improve the employment of Beth Hollenbaugh as a 1.0 FTE secondary support staff pending background check.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mrs. Souter to improve the employment of Beth Hollenbaugh for a 1.0 FTE secondary support staff pending a background check. Questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes.
And finally, I am happy to put forth Ann Hentz for a 0.5 FTE elementary support staff position. This will be pending background check. She is a retired speech and language pathologist who retired and went to Colorado and found her love for working in the classroom with more students. When they moved back to this area, she reached out to both Mrs. Ward and myself about the possibility of volunteering, and then it turned into a half-time position. And we are very lucky to have her if she is approved.
Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Ann Hintz as a 0.5 FTE elementary support staff pending a successful background check.
Second.
Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Fagundes to approve the employment of Ann Hintz as a 0.5 FTE elementary support staff pending background check. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Mrs. Wing, thank you very much for your work. And any staff would join you in the interviewing and the recommendations of these new employees. We appreciate the time you've put into finding high quality folk. Thank you. Item number 10 this afternoon is to approve employment hires for food service.
Yes, the hiring committee is asking the board to approve Daniel Lutke for assistant cook and baker. Daniel has experience in the food industry as a baker, line cook, and server. He brings a positive attitude and should be a fun mix in the kitchen for the staff and the kids.
A fun mix as a baker. Yes. Is there a recommendation regarding this hire?
Move to approve the employment of Dan Lutke as assistant cook / baker.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mrs. Souter to approve the hire of the employment of Daniel Lutke as assistant cook and / baker. Are there any questions? Was there a pending background? No. Good. Thank you. Any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Item number 11 this evening is to approve employment hires for coaching.
Mr. DeBrew, like Mrs. Wing, has been busy hiring coaches for our fall season, so I'll have him walk us through the recommended hires.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. We have five recommendations this evening. I wanted to thank a variety of coaches who have served on these interview teams, and our good luck continues to have really excellent candidates. First, for our head cross country coach, excited to recommend Tara Meinke. Tara is a secondary school math teacher who continues to be a tremendous asset to our teaching staff and now brings a wealth of experience to our athletic department, having previously coached both track and field and cross country at the varsity level. Her interview was stellar and forward-looking. She's excited to lead our tradition-rich program, and we're excited to recommend her as our head boys and girls cross-country coach.
Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Tara Meinke as head cross-country coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mrs. Souter to approve the employment of Tara Meinke as the head cross-country coach. Are there any questions regarding this employment, this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes.
For a assistant cross-country interim position, I'm pleased to recommend Jack Moore. Jack is a 2021 Gibraltar graduate, and he impressed the interview team with his maturity, thoughtfulness, and passion for the Gibraltar program and for running as both a sport and focus for community connections. I'm pleased to recommend Jack Moore as our interim assistant cross-country coach.
Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Jack Moore as the assistant cross-country interim coach.
Second.
Second by Mr. Fagundes to approve the employment of Jack Moore as the assistant interim assistant cross-country coach.
Yes, he has passed his background check.
Thank you. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Administration is pleased to recommend the hiring of Anna Knapp as our middle school cross-country coach. Anna is also a Gibraltar graduate and a talented and caring special education teacher. We're excited to add Coach Knapp to our cross-country staff, pending approval. Anna's boundless enthusiasm and love of running as both a sport and a lifetime avocation readily apparent in the interviews. We're excited to recommend the hiring of Anna as our middle school cross-country coach.
Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Anna Knapp as middle school cross-country coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve the employment of Anna Knapp as the middle school cross-country coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes.
Next. The athletic department and football program would like to thank the board for supporting the addition of this position of JV football coach. We're exceptionally pleased to be able to recommend for this position John Sawyer. John is a constant advocate for the youth of our community. He brings tremendous knowledge and experience to this position, and more importantly, a proven track record in mentoring and building leadership potential in our youth. Administration is happy to recommend the hiring of John Sawyer for a JV football coaching
session. Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of John Sawyer as JV football coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve the employment of John Sawyer as a JV football coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes.
I hate to ask this now, but are all of the background checks have been completed and all? Okay, thank you.
Our fifth recommendation. I'd like to recommend Eric Schrader for hire as our boys' assistant soccer coach. Mr. Schrader loves and follows soccer and watched and announced nearly every Gibraltar soccer match last season. Eric will be a great addition to Coach Radel's staff and important presence to continue to connect with the student athletes. He is a high school math teacher who constantly and consistently keeps what is best for students in mind, and I'm certain he will continue that for our soccer athletes, both from Gibraltar and basketball. I'm pleased to recommend the hiring of Eric Schrader as our boys' assistant soccer coach.
Is there a motion regarding this employment?
I move to approve the employment of Eric Schrader as boys' assistant soccer coach.
Second.
Second by Mr. Vagundis to approve the employment of Eric Schrader as a boys' assistant soccer coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Mr. DeBrew, thank you to your group of coaches and Mrs. Tank for your interviewing of these candidates and other persons interested in the athletic program. I would just add, it's wonderful to see that we have Tara and Anna and Eric, who are teachers, taking these extracurricular contracts. Their ability to work with children on a variety of fronts really enriches our education for all children. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Item number 12 this evening is to approve the payment of bills.
I move to approve payment of bills totaling $142,719.26 as submitted in the board packet.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schwab, a second by Mr. Helm, to approve the payment of bills totaling $142,719.26 as presented in the packet. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. Number 13 this evening is to accept donations.
We have no donations this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Stausland.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schreier to adjourn. We are adjourned. Mr. Moore, thank you for your work again this evening and bringing